talked to a lot of fishermen down there, a lot of people who work in that area supporting the fishing industry, and people who work supporting the oil industry. And they are angry because both these industries are just so just crucially important for that coastline and for the people who live there. And they're angry that this happened. We see a lot of the response because we cover it. But the people down there who don't see a lot of it, who don't see the news conferences, who aren't briefed every day about what's going on, they just get the sense that, you know, not enough is being done to contain this as quickly as it should be, and that their coastline is still very vulnerable, even though, you know, officials have really been scrambling for days to try to get as much boom laid out on the coastline to protect it as possible. People are just very, very anxious, and they're angry, and they just feel like, it's almost like the sense we got when we were in Haiti with the earthquake. It's like, you know, what more can happen to us? It's really Katrina 5 years ago, and there's still huge sections of New Orleans that have not recovered from that yet, and now this.
And are they mad at BP, but also be mad at government as well, that they're just not able to fix this issue?
Yeah, they are. And they do say that, the federal government should have been down here just a lot quicker than they were. And I think you understand that frustration. You have to really put this in context, because in the first couple of days after this happened, the federal government, federal officials were really relying on the word of BP, who kept saying over and over again, hey, we got this. Don't worry. We can contain it. It's not that bad. We're all over this. Don't worry about it. Then, like, basically a day and a half later, they said, well, gee, it's not 1,000 barrels a day leaking out. It's 5,000. And then the federal officials got not only angry with that, but they said, you know what, we're not going to lay back anymore. We're going to come in here and really make sure your feet are held to the fire, BP, and you better get moving. And federal officials at that time mobilized a lot more resources. Now, you, Chris, know better than I do how slow the federal government moves in these situations. It still took them a few days to kind of get a lot of the resources down there. It's a very understandable sense of frustration among the people there.
But you've actually been looking into how does the Minerals Management Service actually oversee the oil industry, and of course it's hindsight, but there seem to be some questions.
There are some really serious questions, and I think that's going to really be played out in the weeks and months ahead. There was a memo, a document leaked out essentially, that was from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to the Minerals Management Service. This was back in September. This was when the MMS had done an assessment for the Obama administration, when the Obama team was looking into the possibility of approving more offshore drilling off the United States. They were looking at kind of an overall 5-year assessment of how, you know, of just the risks and of the spillage and everything. And they, according to NOAA in this document, and you can read it all over this document, NOAA is blasting MMS, saying essentially, look, you're not only undercounting the spillage that has occurred in the last several years, you're underestimating the risks. You're not using the proper data. You're not using the proper sourcing. But they used, to count the amount and the volume of spillage, they used data only from 1974 to 2003. Well, guess what that doesn't include? That doesn't include hurricanes Katrina and Rita. So NOAA was just blasting them for that in this memo. And then we talked to someone at the Project on Government Oversight who said, look, this is not surprising. This agency lets itself get pushed around by the oil industry. This agency is too cozy with the oil industry. It's a revolving door of people who used to work for MMS now in the industry and vice versa. It is ridiculous, and MMS didn't do their homework here, and they're really kind of a weak oversight agency. I tried literally, Chris, all day yesterday in emailing and calling people at MMS to get a response. The only thing I could really get from them was, gee, this document from NOAA was just meant to start a dialogue on this. It wasn't really an official document. And I kept trying to get from them one key answer. Well, after they issued you that document, did you change your position? Did you change your assessment? I got no answer. They're dancing around with words. And believe me, I saw this document. I read the entire thing. It looks pretty official.
There's even now a report that the Minerals Management Service granted BP an exemption from some of the environmental impact assessments that other folks have to do.
That's right. That's a report in the Washington Post today. They're saying that essentially what you just said, the Interior Department and MMS in particular, granted them an exemption from a very detailed environmental impact analysis last year, and that's after three reviews of the area concluded that a massive oil spill was unlikely. So they got this exemption from this really detailed assessment. Now, what you have to kind of take from that also is that this kind of a spill, I mean, if you're looking at the probability of something like this happening before it happens, it is very unlikely. This is almost a once-in-a-lifetime event. And for a lot of us to sit back and say, well, why didn't they have to do this impact assessment? I mean, no one, and BP is rightfully saying this, no one ever could have predicted something of this magnitude.
Your heart goes out for the people down there. How much can you possibly be expected to take?
No, and you know what, and the uncertainty is also a huge part of the anxiety here, Chris. They just don't know when and where this is going to hit. It could hit in, you know, Pensacola, Florida. It could hit along the Mississippi or Alabama coasts. One thing about the Louisiana coast that is problematic here, you may not get the images that you got on the Exxon Valdez of what blackened shorelines for as far as the eye can see. First of all, this is a different kind of oil sheen. This is lighter and a little bit harder to detect. Secondly, those marshlands are so vast, and it's all kind of, you know, reeds in the water. It may be hard to kind of detect it, you know, washing ashore in those areas. It doesn't mean it's going to have any less impact. It's going to have a huge impact, but it may not give you the visual, at least in those areas of Louisiana, that people are anticipating.